this right here could be the biggest moment of his career.
Is it his time? Yes! Mel Watson is wearing a green jacket at Augusta.
There's no doubt about it. The Bear has come out of hibernation.
All right, ready to roll heading into week 12 of the PGA Tour season. This is the Golf Preview Podcast on Pregames Network. I'm your host, Will Doctor, and today I'll give you all the picks and predictions you need for the Valspar Championship at Innisbrook's Copperhead Course in Tampa, Florida. This is the one-year anniversary where we cashed the Taylor Moore 70-1 ticket for last year's action at Valspar. We'll try to repeat that as we have two outright winners for you this week. Taylor Moore was first to the podium this week as defending champion, and he talked about how different his preparations are for the big-time tournaments, the elevated events, and the major championships in his sophomore season as opposed to his rookie season last year on the PGA Tour. And Moore went on to have a great 2023 after his win in Tampa last year, as he finished the season inside the top 30 on the PGA Tour money list, making it all the way to the season finale at Eastlake for the Tour Championship. And last year as a rookie, Moore said he won in Tampa and was really overwhelmed by the environment of the major championships, particularly a few weeks later at Augusta National. Last year was his first trip to the Masters, and he said this year, he's made a couple changes to his preparation. He said he visited Augusta the week before Bay Hill instead of, you know, waiting until the practice rounds to see the golf course. And he said when he gets to the Masters this year in 3 weeks' time, he will be spending a lot less time in the pro shop and more time focusing on the task at hand and making sure all of his pre-tournament preparations are complete. Another thing I took from Moore's press conference, I loved, color me obsessed with Taylor Moore's description of what it takes to win around the Copperhead Golf Course at Innisbrook Resorts. I don't think he could have framed it more perfect. He said, and I quote, "I enjoy places that don't require 20 plus under par to win. This is a challenge. 8, 10 to 12 under par can get you a win around this place. I would consider it old school just from the aspect of it's not overly long and you really have to think your way around this golf course." So he said, when you miss, you have to be on the fat side of the greens and you have to give yourself enough space. The rough is challenging, the greens slope from back to front. So there's all sorts of nuisances around this golf course, and I enjoy prepping and playing at a place like this. It can really get firm and it can really get fast. Quote, close quote. That is defending champion Taylor Moore on what it takes to win around the Copperhead course. And he said it perfectly, because today we will focus on precision players off the tee. We will zone in on guys who do not make big numbers and do not take themselves out of tournaments on tough golf courses. And we will focus on players who have close proximity to the hole with the irons. A little note, every par three and every par four around Copperhead will play over par. It has historically. So we will need players that are exceptional at damage control and survive golf courses where par is a good score. Let's do some review of last week before we get into the picks for Tampa. As far as last week's Players Championship, that was the best PGA Tour event we've seen so far this season. World number one Scottie Scheffler won at TPC Sawgrass for the second straight year in a row. He became the first competitor in Players history to go back-to-back, and that was Scheffler's eighth PGA Tour win at 27 years old. He got his first win this season, Scheffler did, last week at Bay Hill. And then he came into TPC Sawgrass, weathered a stiff neck in the second and third round. Scheffler was 100% healthy on Sunday and went out there and posted a bogey-free 64 in the final round. No one has won a PGA Tour event and then in the very next week defended their title since Tiger Woods did it at the 2007 PGA at Southern Hills. He won the PGA that week and then defended his title at Firestone the very next week, the Big Cat did. We said over the last 5 months, week after week, that if Scheffler could just get the putter going, he would be winning titles at Tiger-like pace. And now he is starting to do so with 8 wins in the last 26 months. And Scheffler now has a lifetime top 10 percentage of 65%. Scheffler, you know, is too humble to tell you, you know, how great he's playing. And obviously he has a long, long way to go to get to the overall winning percentage that Tiger Woods carries. But when you are finishing top 10, 65% of the time on the PGA Tour, you know, you have to realize that the only two players who have done so through the age of 27 is Tiger Woods and now Scottie Scheffler. All right, let's get to the Valspar Championship picks. Today we will discuss the top 8 favorites on the odds boards. I'll give you 2 matchups and 2 picks to place, which includes a nationality pick to place as far as the Asian leaderboard is concerned. And after that, I'll give you 2 outright winners and a sleeper, plus a first-round leader, and then we will wrap things up with 2 lineups, a scoring prediction, and a best bet. Let's get rolling on the favorites. This is the Valspar Championship Picks and Predictions Preview. All right, let's get rolling on the favorites. Let's start with Xander Schauffele at plus 800 on MGM. And I'm shocked that Xander didn't join Patrick Cantlay in withdrawing from this week's Valspar Championship. We know that Xander is, you know, the number one advocate in not betting on the player who is competing for the third week in a row. He said in today's presser that he was more tired in his Tuesday practice round than a normal Tuesday when he is well rested. Xander, obviously coming off a gut-wrenching, a heartbreaking second place finish at the Players, that further drives the narrative that he is not one of the elite closers on the PGA Tour. And, you know, that type of finish, that type of heartbreak, that type of Sunday really takes a toll on the golfer's body physically and mentally. And Xander was very honest with the press on Sunday at Sawgrass. He said, and I quote, "I'm going to lick my wounds. I'll join the fans in the haterade at this moment. It is what it is. These losses suck. And when I went to bed last night, that was not how I envisioned walking off the 18th green. I'll lick my wounds and I'll be right back at it next week." And close quote. It looked and sounded like Xander on Sunday was already focused on this week's action in Tampa. I am still going to pass on him due to the fact that this will be his third week in a row on the golf course. But here's the deal. Xander is playing great golf. His putter took a nap on Sunday in Ponte Vedra, but in the grand scope, he's finished 4th, 25th, and 4th over his last 3 events. He placed 12th in his first showing at the Valspar 2 years ago. He had great ball striking here 2 years ago in Tampa. He didn't putt that well, but he finished 12th nonetheless. I don't have an issue with the plus 800 number if you're a big-time Xander fan, if you're someone on the West Coast who's a big-time Xander fan, if you're a San Diego State fan. You might be on Xander this week with the college hoops action and, you know, the fact that Xander went to San Diego State. But I am out based on the fact that this is his third week in a row on the road. And I literally have a quote from him saying, "Stay away from the golfer who is playing 3 weeks in a row." So nothing going on Xander Schauffele this week. We move on to Sam Burns at 12-1 on Bet365, FanDuel, and DraftKings. Let's start by going over the former LSU standout's history at the Copperhead course. A lot of success for Burns here over the years. So, you know, the first time Burns won the Valspar was in 2021. Tampa was still a May tournament, and Burns came into Innisbrook in 2021 off a week of rest. He would go on to win that week. In 2022, he came back and defended his title. It was the first time Valspar was in March, and he came into Tampa in 2022 playing his third event in a row, and he won. So there's an exception to our little theory there from Xander Schauffele. Burns was playing his third week in a row in 2022 and won. And then last year, Burns was trying to win Tampa 3 years in a row. He once again came into Valspar off sloppy showings at Bay Hill and TPC Sawgrass, and Burns ended up finishing in sixth. So really, no matter how you draw it up, no matter the way that Burns comes in here, whether he's off rest or if he's playing his third week in a row, he's one doing it both ways. He loves this golf course. He loves Copperhead. This year, Burns comes in having played the same schedule as the last 2 years with really the same results. You look at last year before the sixth place finish, he did not play well in at Bay Hill or at TPC Sawgrass last year. And fast forward this year, Burns did not perform great at either one of those events over the last 2 weeks. 30th at the Arnold Palmer Invitational and 45th at the Players for Burns over the last 2 weeks. He sits 18th on the FedEx Cup standings because he was having a great start to the season prior to the Florida swing. A lot of good finishes so far from Burns this year. I will have Sam Burns the top 10 at plus 170 on Bet Online this week because his stats were really not awful over the last 2 weeks. Yes, 30th and 45th, not great, but he was positive across the board stats-wise at Bay Hill and Sawgrass. And I think the ball striking stays on point for Burns this week. And he will roll in an ample amount of putts on greens that he is familiar with winning on. So out of this Sam Burns 12-1 conversation, I will have Sam Burns as one of my picks to place. It will be Sam Burns to top 10 at plus 170 on Bet Online. We move to Justin Thomas at 14-1. You can find that on Bet365, William Hill, FanDuel, DraftKings, BetOnline. Pretty much every sports book has Justin Thomas at 14-1 right now. And JT has put us in a tough spot here in Tampa after a disastrous, shocking, untimely miscut at the Players' Championship. And I say untimely because JT, you know, really had it going, really had a solid start to the year around the West Coast. Finished 12th at a really tough golf course in Bay Hill, and we really liked him at Sawgrass, a course in which he's previously won at. But the Players, that golf course, it gave JT the work. He did not drive it well. He did not get anything going on the greens, and he missed the cut at the Players. And we did have a little bit of money on JT. We lost that matchup of JT over Rory McIlroy last week. JT missed the cut. Rory finished 9-under for the week. But really, this is a tough spot because this is JT's third week in a row on the road. He's coming off a bad start at the Players. But this is really tough because Innisbrook is a place that JT has thrived over the years but has never won. Rarely has he come to Copperhead over the years and played bad. And when JT spoke before the Players last week, he told the press that he feels like things are very, very close in terms of winning tournaments. And he feels at this moment in time, he is playing well enough to be winning. So I will have JT on my card again in some form or fashion. I understand he's coming off a bad week on the greens at Sawgrass, but you have to understand that you don't have to make a lot of putts to win the Valspar. JT hasn't putted great in two of his last three starts at Copperhead, and his worst finish is 13th. So this is maybe the one guy who I feel comfortable betting on, even though it is his third straight week in a row on the road. So we will revisit Justin Thomas as the podcast goes on. Stay tuned. We will talk about JT here in a couple minutes. For now, we move on to Jordan Spieth at 18-1 on Bet365 and BetOnline. And this is another one, world number 16 Spieth. He got off to a great start this year like Justin Thomas, where a lot of us thought, okay, here we go. The high school class of 2011 is back. Daniel Berger is healthy again. JT does three top 10s in a row on the West Coast. We thought maybe JT was back. And then for Spieth, you know, he finished third at the Century and then sixth in Phoenix. We thought Sheriff Spieth was back in the saddle, but man, the last three starts for Spieth have been underwhelming. Spieth gets disqualified at Riviera in the second round over a bogus scoring rules, you know, error, or, you know, he ended up getting disqualified for signing the wrong scorecard, which was, you know, extremely unfortunate. And then Spieth goes to Bay Hill and finishes 30th at the Arnold Palmer. Did everything well at Bay Hill outside of putting himself in good position off the tee. And then he missed the cut last week at the Players. I think something that works for Spieth this week, I think the fact that he is sixth in bogey avoidance makes him a very attractive option this week if you're a Spieth fan. But I'll be personally passing on him and revisit Spieth before the Masters. Between now and Augusta, I'm not sure if Spieth's going to play in Houston or in San Antonio. But in between now and then, in between now and the Masters, I would like to see Spieth formulate some consistency from tee to green. His last four starts, it's always been something, and it's always been a part of his game that's different than the week before. Here's what I'm talking about. At Riviera, Spieth struggled with the putting. At Bay Hill, Spieth struggled with the driving. And then at the Players last week, it was the irons that was giving him issues. So I want to see it all come together before I wager on Spieth again. We all know the Masters is his bread and butter, so we will revisit world number 16, Jordan Spieth, here in the next couple of weeks. We're on to Brian Harman at 20-1 across the board, and the reigning British Open champion had a golden opportunity to win his fourth PGA Tour title last week at the Players. And in his words, Harman just needed a couple more putts to fall on Sunday if he wanted to get the job done. That said, if you would have told Brian Harman that he would have had a putt to get into a playoff on the 72nd hole after opening Thursday at the Players with an even par 72, he would have thanked you. There was no one on the top 20 of the Players leaderboard at the end of the week who started the tournament with anything worse than 70. So give it up for Harman. 65, 64, 68 on the weekend was impressive from the perspective of, you know, the start he had and his will to stay in golf tournaments. Now, I know Harman has come a long way with his iron play over the last year. The dream for his longtime and now deceased coach, Jack Lumpkin, was that one day Harman would learn to hit a one-yard fade that would make his game a lot more suitable for different types of golf courses. Harman, for, you know, the first, you know, 12 to 15 years of his career, played a big 10-yard draw. He's a lefty. That would be a left-to-right shot shape. And here over the last year, he has learned to hit a little one-yard right-to-left fade. Sorry, I'm getting it confused with the lefty in Harman. He has learned to hit that one-yard fade, which makes those left pin locations more accessible for him. So that has been a big improvement. That is why you're seeing Harman contend at golf courses like Royal Liverpool for the Open, like TPC Sawgrass. He's contending at the tougher golf courses. But as far as this week, you can't hide from how horrible Harman has been in most of his starts at Innisbrook. In 9 starts at the Valspar, Brian Harman has lost shots with his approach iron play in 7 of them. So bottom line, we are out on Brian Harman this week. We move to Sung JM at 25-1 on Bet365, FanDuel, DraftKings, BetOnline, and Bovada. And world number 35, Sung JM, has still not found his form this season. Outside of a 5th place finish in the season opener at Kapalua, Sung J's best placement in 9 starts this season is 18th at Bay Hill. So early on in the season, it was the iron play that was giving Sung J trouble. When you look at his last 2 events, Sung J has made subtle improvements in that aspect of his game. And I think at a place where Sung J finished 4th in 2019, I think based on the Asians in this field, I believe this is a great week to go ahead and take Sung J to lead the Asian leaderboard at plus 165 on DraftKings Sportsbook. No Siwoo is not in the field this week. Hideki Matsuyama has taken a week of rest. And When we get to the picks to place, I'll get you up to speed on all of the Asians that Sungjae will have to beat this week. So the only ticket on Sungjae this week, and we'll go over it more in the picks to place, it'll be Sungjae M to lead the Asian leaderboard at plus 165 on DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, we proceed to Tony Finau at 28-1 on Bet365. I am out on Tony Finau as he's missed three cuts and four starts at Valspar. And an interesting scheduling choice for Finau. This is his third week in a row on the road. And he will play his fourth in a row next week as he will be defending his title in Houston. And this is a different kind of scheduling into the Masters than Finau has done over the last several years. He has not played the Valspar since 2018. So to me, confusing on why Finau would play this week, probably just respecting a commitment, but this is not a course that works to his strength, as distance does not matter around the Copperhead course. So I'm out on Tony Finau this week in Tampa. We move to Cam Young at 28-1 on Bet365. I'm also out on Cam Young this week as he comes to Tampa really struggling to putt on the Bermuda surfaces in Florida. His last two starts have gone 36th at Bay Hill and then 54th to Players. And he putted horribly at both venues. Young is 101st in bogey avoidance going into this week. And I do not think this is a course that's going to fit that stat or fit Cam Young's eye. So nothing going on Cam Young this week in his first career start at Innisbrook. Let's move on to the matchups for this week's action in Tampa. We start with Sepp Straka over Lucas Glover at minus 128 on Pinnacle Sportsbook. And this is well documented. Straka is a guy that I think is going to win a major here over the next 5 years. I have him in a futures bet for the Masters this year. Straka struggled around the West Coast to start this season, some with the putter, some with the irons, depending on which week you look at. But he went to Sawgrass last week and finished 16th after a great week of ball striking. The putting numbers maybe didn't come up as much I would have liked last week. But the good news is you don't have to be a great putter to perform well at Innisbrook. Now, Sepp has only played Valspar once back in 2019. He made the cut but didn't do much on the weekend. The good news is he had a positive week on the greens back in 2019. And if Straka can parlay his good ball striking from last week with the knowledge that he has on the greens at the Copperhead course, I don't think he will have any issue beating Lucas Glover, who, you know, has not finished better than 30th over his last six starts on the PGA Tour. Glover, you know, yes, great story last year, probably should have made the American Ryder Cup team, but at 44 years old, there's no way he places well in his third week on the road. And at 44 years old, the amount of good golf in the tank is dwindling for Lucas Glover. So for matchup number one, it's going to be Sepp Straka over Lucas Glover at minus 128 on Pinnacle Sportsbook. Matchup number two is going to be Thorbjørn Olsen over Patrick Rogers at plus 106 on Bet Online. And I love the chain smoking Dane and Thorbjørn Olsen off 2 weeks of rest after he missed the cut at the Cognizant Classic. This is a placement pick. And what I mean by that is you're not going to find many golf courses on tour that fit the European style game that Thorbjørn plays. But to me, Copperhead is one of those designs. High scoring, irons off the tee, small greens. I look at the Copperhead course as one that requires a lot of the same shots that Thorbjørn is typically playing each and every week on the European Tour. And Thorbjørn got into the field this week because of his stellar play on the European Tour. He won the Roz Championship in January, which went along with the six top tens on the DP World Tour last season. He has been playing phenomenal golf over the last year, and we will have Thorbjørn over Patrick Rogers this week. And P-Rog, you know, hats off, he's had a respectable year with a few top 25s on the West Coast. We see him do that often as he's as he makes his residence in that area of the country over in California. And P. Raj also played very well at Bay Hill. But you look at P. Raj's course history when it comes to Copperhead, and you'll find that he's missed four cuts in six starts here. His best finish ever in Tampa is 36th. So for matchup number two, it's going to be Thorbjørn Olsen over Patrick Rogers at plus 106 on BetOnline. All right, guys, a break from the golf to tell you about what we have going on over at pregame.com. This week, you can use my coupon code PUTTER25. Once again, that is PUTTER25 for $25 off any purchases at pregame.com. You'll take a notice. You can get a free best bet with this $25. Most daily packages are priced at $25 or less, so you can use this coupon code PUTTER25 to get a free best bet. So much action going on. March Madness around the corner. NBA playoffs around the corner. You've got MLB spring training starting up. What a time to be betting on sports. Go over to pregame.com, purchase some picks, and use my coupon code PUTTER25 for $25 off anything for this, for listeners of this golf podcast only. All right, back to the golf. All right, let's get to our two picks to place for the Valspar Championship. I went over both of them. We only need to get into depth about Sung J.M. So here's the two picks to place for this week. Number one is Sam Burns to top 10 at plus 170 on BetOnline. We discussed that. Number two is Sung J.M. to finish top Asian at plus 165 on DraftKings. So let's go down this Asian leaderboard and discuss who Sung J has to beat in order for this ticket to cash. Number one, Ryo Hustunyi. He is coming off a miscut at the Players and has never played the Valspar Championship in his career. Number two is Kevin Yu. Kevin Yu comes to Tampa off a miscut at the Players. He made his Valspar debut 2 years ago. It was the only time he's played in this tournament, and he missed the cut. Number three is K.H. Lee, the only other PGA Tour winner who is on this Asian leaderboard besides Sung J.M. K.H. Lee has missed four cuts in his last five starts heading into this week. That's number three. Number four is S.H. Kim, and S.H. Kim has not finished better than 28th. In his last nine starts and finished 45th in his maiden appearance at Valspar last year. Hasn't done anything on this golf course. Number five is Carl Yuan, and Yuan has missed five cuts in his last six starts rolling into this week and finished 63rd at the Valspar Championship last year. I actually walked with Carl's coach, Todd Anderson. Carl played with Cole Hammer, who I was following last year. I walked with Todd Anderson. And I remember Carl missed a ton of greens long. Now, if you go back, if you remember what I first said, if you remember what Taylor Moore said about this golf course, these greens slope from back to front. So you start missing greens long and you're in trouble. That's exactly what Carl Yuan's going to do this week. I predict he misses the cut, which will be his sixth missed cut in his last seven starts. So Carl Yuan, number five, and last, the last guy that Sung Jae will have to beat on this Asian leaderboard is Rico Hoey. Now, I was frustrated to see Rico on this list because the last time I checked, Rico was American. He is not Asian, but I found out that because this is an Olympic year, Rico Hoey has changed his citizenship to Filipino in order to have a better chance of making an Olympic team. Before 2 months ago, Rico Hoey had spent his first 7 years as a pro labeled as American. So the official story behind it is Hoey was born in the Philippines and moved to America at a young age. Nonetheless, Hoey hasn't finished better than 32nd on the PGA Tour this year. So as you can hear and see, there is nothing to worry about as far as this Sung J.M. top Asian ticket is concerned. So just to review the two picks to place, number one is going to be Sam Burns at top 10 at plus 170 on BetOnline, and number two is going to be Sung J.M. to finish top Asian at plus 165 on DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, let's get to our two outright winners for the Valspar Championship. Number one is going to be Justin Thomas to win at 14-1 on BetOnline. Let's go through what I really like about Justin Thomas this week. Number one, I really love the trajectory of his game this year, despite the miscut at the Players. I love the way that he is speaking in his press conferences. I love the confidence that he has. And I love that he is saying that his game is in a place where it can win right now. That's number one. Number two, I love the fact that JT doesn't have to make a ton of putts around here. If you look at his kryptonite over the last six events, despite playing amazing with five top five finishes in his last eight starts, if you look at what has held back Justin Thomas from the winner's circle, it is the putting. And the Copperhead course is, like I've said all day, it's only going to warrant somewhere between 7 and 10 under as the winning score. So number two is the fact that we don't have to worry about JT's putting this week. And number three, JT can't show off his shot-shaping ability at many courses like he can at the Copperhead course. You have to shape your balls in different ways off the tee and into these greens if you're going to be in contention. And there is no one currently better at doing that on the PGA Tour than Justin Thomas. He is the best shaper of the golf ball on tour. He can work it left, can work it right, high, low, can hit all the nine windows just like Tiger can. He is very impressive. And that's why he is 10th on tour in strokes gained tee to green, and he's 6th in strokes gained approach. The ball striking is great. The putting is hit or miss, but we don't care about the putting this week, and that's why we like Justin Thomas. So for our first outright winner, it's going to be Justin Thomas at 14-1 on BetOnline. Now, this second outright winner is a player that I am really excited about heading into this week. It's going to be Doug Gim at 45-1 on FanDuel. And this is a former University of Texas standout that has been showing us how to Dougie over the last 2 months on the PGA Tour. Since the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines, Doug Gim has not finished worse than 16th over his last five starts on the PGA Tour. That run was highlighted by an 8th-place finish in Mexico and a 16th-place finish last week at the Players, where he had a sick chip-in on the 17th hole during that third round 66. And TPC Sawgrass is not the only elite venue where Gim has performed well this year. He finished 13th at Torrey Pines, and he finished 12th in Phoenix. And the numbers that really stand out to me for Gim is the fact that he is 4th in strokes gained total, he's 13th in strokes gained approach, and he's 12th in driving accuracy on the PGA Tour. His complete game is really coming together at the moment. And, you want to talk about Gim avoiding disaster on tough golf courses. He's 11th on the PGA Tour in bogey avoidance. This is a 27-year-old who is ready to join the party with Jordan Spieth and Scottie Scheffler as far as Texas X is to win on the PGA Tour is concerned. Doug Gim is a guy who, he put in his time on the Korn Ferry Tour until he was ready on the PGA Tour. And sitting at 118th on the official world golf rankings, if Doug Gim wants to make this run he's on worthwhile and qualify for the elevated events and qualify for the major championships, he's going to have to win, and he's going to have to win soon. All of you former Texas frat stars in your cubicles, this one will be music to your ears. It's Doug Gim to win the Valspar at 45-1 on FanDuel.
Four.
All right.
Ball out. Ball out.
Four.
All right, let's get to the sleeper for this week. It's going to be Christian Bezuidenhout to top 20 at plus 225 on William Hill. And I like the South African and Bezuidenhout coming off a 13th place finish at the Players. Hats off to the work that Bezuidenhout has done with his swing coach, Jeff Smith, over the past year. Smith is a great follow on Instagram at Radar Golf Pro. If you're looking for a great swing coach to follow, Smith is one of the best in the business. He works with the likes of Kyle Westmoreland and Isaiah Salinda and Patrick Rogers. But the most impressive client of Smith is without a doubt Christian Bezuidenhout, who was a standout player on the 2021 International President's Cup squad. This is C-Bez's second full season on the PGA Tour, and he is having himself a breakthrough year as far as getting to PGA Tour caliber iron play, which is then going to help him contend week to week on the PGA Tour. He's 8th on the PGA Tour right now in strokes gained approach and third in proximity to the hole. And that is starting to pay off with actual results. Like I said, Bez finished 13th at the Players. That was his fourth top 20 finish in eight starts this year. He was a runner-up to Nick Dunlop at the American Express. And before the PGA Tour even started, Bez notched himself a third-place finish at the Alfred Dunhill Links tournament on the European Tour. So Christian Bezuidenhout, he has played a ton of great golf so far this year. I think Bez is on the verge of really figuring out how to contend consistently on the PGA Tour. So for this week's sleeper, it's going to be Christian Bezuidenhout to top 20 at plus 225 on William Hill. We move to the first round leader, and I'm going to adjust this first round leader bet a little for this week. I'll have Sam Burns to be inside the top 10 after round one at plus 330 on DraftKings Sportsbook. And I like that not only because Burns is a two-time winner of this tournament, but also because of the fact that Burns is 25th on the PGA Tour in first round scoring average at 68.86. And it's tough to make the argument that any other player would be more comfortable around this golf course in the opening round. So for the first round top 10 bet, it's going to be Sam Burns to be inside the top 10 after round one at plus 330 on DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's go through these two lineups. We start with the Yahoo lineup, which is a six-man lineup with a $200 budget. Number one on the Yahoo lineup will be our first outright winner in Justin Thomas at $39. Number two will be Thorbjørn Olesen at $33. Number three is our sleeper in Christian Bezuidenhout at $33. And for number four, I'm going to go ahead and ride with the defending champion Taylor Moritt at $33. We haven't discussed him much today outside of his press conference this morning, but Taylor Moore has quietly not missed a cut on the PGA Tour this season. So we'll ride with him in the lineup as he tries to defend his title. That's number four. Number five is going to be Matt Kuchar at $31. And Kuch, you know, he's had a tough start to the year, but you have to respect his course history around Copperhead. Eight top 25 finishes and 11 total starts in Innisbrook for Kuchar. So we'll give Kuch a go at $31. And for number six for the caboose, he won't be a caboose for long. I can promise you that. It'll be our second outright winner in Doug Gim at $27. So let's go through this Yahoo lineup one more time. Number one will be Justin Thomas. Number two will be Thorbjørn Olesen. Number three will be Christian Bezuidenhout. Number four will be Taylor Moore. Number five will be Matt Kuchar. And number six will be Doug Gim. The final lineup for the day, it's going to be the PGA Tour lineup. We're going to have six players, four starters, and two bench players who can sub in through the week. And remember, you can only use a golfer three times over the course of the season, so use them wisely. For the PGAtour.com lineup, we'll go number one, we'll use Justin Thomas for the first time this year. Number two, we'll use Doug Gim in the PGA Tour lineup for the first time this year. We will start Sam Burns for the first time this year, number three. Number four, first-timer as well, Christian Bezuidenhout. Number five will be Thorbjørn Olesen on the PGAtour.com lineup. That'll probably be the first and only time this year we use him. We may go back to him at the Scottish Open or Open Championship, but a lot of golf to be played between now and July. So number five is Olesen. And number six, we will use two-time PGA Tour winner Sepp Straka as our second bench player for the week. So for the four starters on the PGAtour.com lineup, it'll be Justin Thomas, Doug Gim, Sam Burns, and Christian Bezuidenhout. And the two bench players for the PGA Tour lineup that you can sub in at any point during the week will be Thorbjørn Olesen and Sepp Straka. As far as we move to the scoring prediction, there is a 50% chance it rains on Friday and Saturday in Tampa. I think I said Thursday, Friday earlier. It's Friday and Saturday. Friday is 75%. Saturday is 50%. Temperatures, you know, lows of 64, highs of 76 all week should be, I mean, temp-wise, if it can stay dry, should be a nice week in Tampa. Like I said, you know, tough golf course as it is, Copperhead. But you add weather to the action, and it's going to score like a gusty Open Championship. So my winning scoring prediction for JT or Doug Gim will be 9 under par this week. And as for the best bet, I've gone through him quite a bit today. I would say he is my favorite player in the field this week. The best bet for the Valspar Championship will be Doug Gim to top 10 at +400 on DraftKings Sportsbook. Thanks for joining me on today's picks preview for the Valspar Championship. If you are in the Tampa area, go watch some golf as this is really one of the best in-person viewing events of the year. I've worked the event the last 2 years. Can't this year with the Houston Open in my backyard next week. A lot of prep to do as far as the Houston Open is concerned. But if you're in the Tampa area, go out and watch some golf. For how tough of a golf course that Copperhead is, it is one of the easiest and most enjoyable walks on the PGA Tour. So if you're in the area, I highly recommend this is a PGA Tour event that is must-see. If not, enjoy the action on NBC on your couch, and we'll talk next week ahead of the Houston Open with the first major championship of the year in the Masters just 3 weeks away. My name is Will Doctor. You can follow me on X at DrMedia59 to stay up to date with the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. And we'll talk next week ahead of the action at Memorial Park.